Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
I'm off the training, man.
How are you getting yourself there?
Liam's giving me a lift. Shall we? Back to yours?
I've a bit of an early start, so...
I think we should have taken a left back there.
So that's the Road Safety Authority, the new TV advert. As you've heard, it features there's a young man, effectively. He's relying on others to get around. And in that video, quite literally, he's being carried in the arms of friends and family as he gets from place to place. And the RSA shared this video online with the text, "When you lose your license, you become reliant on other people to take you where you need to go, and you become a burden for others. If you get caught drink or drug driving, you will be disqualified." And it's called the Lose Your License, Lose Your Independence campaign. But it's been criticised. It's been criticised as an insult to non-car users, to those with disabilities, and also to public transport users. Do you agree? Is it an insult? Should the TV ad be scrapped? Or is it actually making a really valid point? Dr. Sean Owens from Irish Doctors for the Environment is with us on the programme today. Sean, your view on this ad?
Hi, Andrea. How's it going? I actually caught the ad. I would say as a standalone, as you just heard there, it's really well produced. It's pretty slick. And I think Volkswagen or BMW produced that. I would say, yeah, fair enough. Even Alcohol Ireland, you know, I would say that aligns with their values, which is to reinforce you need a car to be independent. The health and climate communities collectively is on the floor is that this is so tone deaf. This is contrary to all of the collective evidence that active travel is conducive, not just to good health and all of our legally binding climate goals, but to independence. Really liberating not to have to pay car tax. It's really liberating not to have to find a second car parking space. So, and that's before we even speak to people.
Do you know, Sean, I'm just going to cut across you for a moment because your line has just dipped once or twice, and I just want to make sure that I hear correctly what you're saying. Just bear with me for a moment, if you don't mind. I do have Nessa Welby. Nessa's the chairperson of the Irish Cycling Campaign with us. Do you find this advert insensitive, Nessa?
I think it's really clear that it's insensitive, Andrea. And I don't want to speak on behalf of the disability groups, but the outrage from across all kinds of organisations online immediately to the ad reflects, I think, the reality of what the ad kind of communicates, that you are a burden if you don't drive. Now, I've no doubt, look, we don't want drink drivers on our roads. It's the last thing that we want. But I just think this ad was completely tone deaf. And it goes against public policy as well. I don't know what kind of research they had. I know they said they had focus groups and everything, but
they did. They did focus groups actually, quite specifically with younger people, to find out, I suppose, how the message or what message could land with them. And this advert actually follows, Nessa, the feedback from the groups, because the participants in these focus groups said that, you know, being forced to ask friends and relatives for a lift, like that was something they dreaded. And I think that's why they wanted to reflect this.
Yeah, and maybe that is it. But I think the fact is, I can still remember being that age and driving. And it wasn't until I actually had children that probably makes you more aware of your own kind of vulnerabilities and other people's vulnerabilities. I think the big problem with people at that age when they're driving is they don't even realise the impact of a collision and the horrendous injuries and effects of it. And maybe that's what we need to be getting across. That wake-up call where you finally have the realisation of, oh my God, it's not just, okay, I have a bump and I damage my car. I completely rip other people apart and their lives apart and their families apart. And I think this kind of whimsical trivialisation of the effect of drink driving doesn't serve anyone. And the big problem for us, I think some people are calling this cancel culture and overreacting and everything with the RSA. There is a trend here. So we saw the previous ad campaign as well was infantilising people who cycled and scooted. And then you had the people in the serious people in the office who were going about their business were the drivers. So it's just kind of this reinforcement of people that don't drive are in some way lesser or silly or not successful and not independent.
To be fair to the RSA and ESSA, look, I don't know. I haven't talked to them. We have got a statement all right from them. Somebody from the RSA is more than welcome to join us here on the show if they'd like. But I really doubt that that is what they intended in this.
No, but it's just amazing that it went through this process. And nobody put up their hand and said, geez, lads, this might be a bad idea.
But is it not fair, though, Nessa, to say, you know, if you lose your licence, you lose your independence? Is that not a fair comment?
There is no problem in communicating that. But it's the way that it's communicated in a trivial way and suggesting that you become a burden when you don't drive. That was the problem. And it's clear from all the disability groups, And from all our members around the country, all the different organisations have been getting in touch with us, and they're absolutely outraged at the messaging.
It's the word burden, really, is it?
Well, it's not just the word burden. It's the trivialisation of what we're actually talking about. You know, we're talking about drink driving and the horrific impact that that has on families across the country. And again, it goes back to this jokey, how are we going to get the hits? And really, that's how they're measuring the impact of their campaigns. It's not about, oh, are we actually reducing road deaths? They're looking about how many hits they get. Now, this campaign, because it's outraged everyone, is going to get loads of hits. So I don't know if they're going to be delighted with it.
Sean is back with us on the line. Sean, do you think it's trivial?
Absolutely not. I work full time as a GP, and I see the effects of a car dominant culture every day. So that's lower back pain, that's the sedentary behaviour, that's chronic diseases like heart disease and being overweight, living with obesity. Because people do want to live a healthier and more sustainable life, but quite often we're trapped in a car culture. Now, we can't lay all of the infrastructure problems at the RSA's feet, but they're part of this overriding narrative that you need a car to get around in Ireland. A lot of people choose not to. And they're being really labelled a burden here. So as I was saying, the collective jaws on the floor here from DPOs, from climate organisations, from health organisations, this is completely contrary to Ireland's overriding climate objectives, our health policy, that we want to realise co-benefits for health by moving away from cars. So there is an indelible cost to cars beyond, you know, tax and insurance. And I think your previous speaker mentioned it with, injuries and road traffic accidents, fatalities. And it's hard to see it because it's so ingrained in our culture that the RSA would produce this, just say how tone deaf it is. And it really screams about a cultural issue at the heart of it, that they didn't see that this was a gaffe.
So it's anti-public transport user. Is that what you mean?
Yes. It reinforces, as your last caller says, it reinforces the culture that you need a car to be independent in Ireland. Certainly there's parts of Ireland where that's true, you know, depending on where you live, especially in rural Ireland. But most people, most car journeys in Ireland, for example, are less than 2 kilometres. And they can be achieved by active transport, that's walking, wheeling or biking. And yes, we need more active transport to get there. But we also need to change the narrative and the culture. And that's the gaffe. I mean, the RSA's mission there is to make roads safer for everyone. But there's an unsaid, tacitly they're saying that that's for drivers. And because one of the main reasons roads are so unsafe is because we have about 50% more cars on the road than we did 30 years ago. So we really need joined up thinking. Just to compare that to MP Louise Hague in the UK, said that, you know, by endorsing active travel, better cycling infrastructure, they could save up thousands of GP appointments every year. So we need to see the co-benefits here, and the RSA need to be singing off the same hymn sheet as the rest of the departments, not working against them.
Sean O'Kelly is on the line with us too. Sean is a disability advocate. Like, how do you feel about this, Sean?
Hi, Andrea. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm completely appalled by it. What Nessa said, you know, it's the word burden. I'm a wheelchair user. I drive. It's the depiction that they put out, that the RSA put out of those who can't drive being carried is completely atrocious. The orange burden, those who can't drive aren't a burden to society, aren't a burden to family members who are no doubt more than willing to help out loved ones in times of need, getting them from A to B.
So it's the visual, Sean, for you of
it's the visual and it's the word burden.
It's the word
language.
Burden. Yeah.
We are not a burden to society.
Do you have any issue with the actual tagline of the campaign? Lose your license, lose your independence.
I don't. I mean, like I said, I drive, and if I lost my license, if I lost my car, I don't know what I'd do. Mm. I mean, my car is my leg, and I love driving. So maybe there would be other slogans to pick the same meaning. But it's important to get that message out there. Yes, but also have the right message. Also have the right meaning. And not, to pick you otherwise.
Mm. You were annoyed, obviously, Sean, when you saw this ad. It was over the weekend, wasn't it, that it first came out?
Yeah. No, I was quite annoyed. Because like that, it's terrible. So, yeah.
Bernard Mulvaney is with us too, Sean. Bernard's also a disability advocate with Access for All Ireland. What's your reaction, Bernard?
Hi, Andrea. Thanks again like that for having me on. Mm. We had a big discussion about this before we actually made any sort of a social media statement or comment on it. And you know, the discussion was very much that we don't actually believe someone sat down in the RSA and said, right, let's go out and offend a load of people.
No, definitely.
Okay.
Not, yeah.
So that's the truth of it. Nobody sat down, made a conscious decision to upset or offend anyone. And we're fully aware of that. The problem was, we're also aware that we don't feel there was proper engagement. Now, they said there was focus groups. We've asked how many people with disabilities were included in those focus groups, and we've got no response.
Statement I have is that it was developed following feedback from focus groups with young drivers earlier this year. And I suppose they sat down with a group of young lads, primarily, I think is how I've read it, and said, you know, what would be the best way to have a campaign that would highlight to people the significance of, you know, if you're drink driving or you're drug driving and you're caught, this is the impact that it's going to have on you. And that's certainly how I read the three-paragraph statement or the four-paragraph statement I have from the RSA today. And this is what they came up with. This is what young people said back to them. So they did have there was certainly engagement, but you think they should have engaged with other groups too?
No, but there was engagement with non-disabled. So, I mean, the issue is really around the word burden, because and leads us into a wider conversation around ableism and the accepted sort of ableism that we have in our society. And when you have young people like Sean, particularly like, I'm going to speak on behalf like of my daughter, because we've had very strong conversations around it. And Sophia is very aware of the fact that she doesn't believe anyone went out. She says herself, like, I don't think anyone actually designed the campaign to offend us in any way. But and I don't feel like a burden when I ask you that I need to go here, there and everywhere. But as I get older, that might change. And I think that was the main crux of it, is the burden. Like, you don't want to be a burden. Whereas, actually, could you believe it, there's a lot of people in our society who are reliant on family, friends and others, because our public transport system is so poor that they are reliant on them. They have to ask them consistently for their independence, because they need to go here, to go there, to go everywhere. And to sort of highlight that as a terrible negative, again, it just amplifies the ableism that's within our society. And whether people like it or not, you know, ableism is a fact of life, and disabled people have become very vocal on it, that it is something that hurts. It's something that impacts them.
You have to be careful of the language you use.
Well, we really do, because yeah. I mean, we are very aware of other groups in our society, and we don't use language that we would have once used before. So when it comes to disability, we keep seeming to drop the ball on it. It's as we coined that phrase, it's the accepted discrimination. Like, you know, so things aren't going, we're not included in conversations, but that's all right, really, because what are they going to say, or what input will they have? And, you know, as you get older, we've seen it with some of the articles, disability activist Niamh, who was first spoke of it, and the impact it's had on her as a young woman with a disability who cannot drive, it really hurt her, I suppose, more so than anything else, and that has to be acknowledged.
Well, just on that, Bernard, should there be a change to the ad? Should it be removed? Should it be deleted? What should happen now?
It's about, I suppose, learning and learning from your mistakes. I think the RSA, again, it was sort of said to us privately, you know, any campaign that saves lives on the road is a good campaign, and we wouldn't in any way discount that. We wouldn't in any way object to that. Of course it is. But like that, it again, it's focusing back on that your only independence is a car. Unfortunately for us, it is, because a lot of the time our public transport system doesn't work for us. But also, you know, there is other ways. Like, there is, you know, as your other speakers have said, you know, good cycle infrastructure for the wider community, particularly in our urban Irvines and all that.
So do you want to see the RSA change at Bernard?
I think they need to really address the language they're using.
Like the language bird, should be amended then, really. Should it to remove the word burden out of the video?
It should. And let's be honest, you know, when we have been talking with a few wheelchair users, the visual representation of having to be carried everywhere, it sort of does hit a little bit. I understand, again, how the RSA were looking at getting their point across. Like, but again, you know, it's this sort of acceptable ableism, because it does infer, no matter which way you look at it, it does infer, you know, you're going to have to be taken care of. You're going to have to be minded and carried. And you're a young adult now, and you don't want that. Whereas, you know, we've lots of young adults that interact with us, that we engage with, that we discuss the issue. And the big issue is having to look to others for your independence all the time.
That the independence isn't there. What about you, Gareth? Do you think then, off the back of what Bernard has said today, should the Road Safety Authority amend this advert?
Myself, well, I don't know if guess they've made the ad, it's now out on their different channels, whether it's social media or TV or radio. I just, my comment in relation to seeing the video or the advert is that, yes, I agree with all the points that were being made, both in relation to disabilities, in relation to active travel. But I was thinking the target is meant to be about addressing drink driving. And it seemed to trivialise the experience just with those sort of jokey images of the guy being carried around on the other guy's back in the ad. And, well, maybe what they should do next time is, if they want to, they probably should have consulted some of the families who've been bereaved by drink driving people causing such accidents. Because they're the real ones with the stake. And I was just, when I seen the ad, that's who I was thinking of. Is how would this ad go down?
Somebody who lost a family member to, you know, to a drink driver or drug driver feel looking at this? Yeah, no, it's a fair point, guys.